Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. A recent study found that for the first time in the modern era, more Americans between 18 and 34 are moving back in with mom and dad than in previous generations. Is that a good thing, a bad thing, or just different? And what exactly is an emerging adult?
It really means it's a protracted adolescence. There's a lot more that people have to work out.
You know, let's not confuse what we grew up with for what is natural.
Millennials coming home. Is it failure to launch or a new economic reality? That's on today's American Cafe. A recent report by the Pew Research Center said that for the first time on record, more Americans aged 18 to 34 are coming home to live with their parents. The study found that nearly one-third of people in that age group are more likely to be living in their parents' home than they were to be living with a spouse or partner or out on their own. The study looked at trends all the way back to 1880. The only other time the numbers were this high was in 1940 at the end of the Great Depression and the beginning of World War II. What has contributed to this trend? Well, turns out it's several factors, both economic and relational. David Reese is a professor at Brooklyn Law School in New York.
I would put the top three as being a combination of unemployment and underemployment, as well as just kind of general insecurity about employment and income. And then as number two, I think student debt loads are at least reducing home ownership rates and I think discouraging people from setting off on their own to some extent. And finally, I think there is some social trends, you know, postponement or even a retreat from marriage as people are making different choices about how they're going to live their lives.
Nikki Nance, a licensed psychotherapist and assistant professor of human psychology at Beacon College in Florida, agrees. But she adds that sometimes mom and dad are glad when their college graduate moves home.
So the expenses are higher, the resources are lower, and the parents are a part of it, I think, because a lot of these kids are going home to single parents. So the empty nest that used to be a threat to couples, you know, there's going to be an empty nest. This is a way to not have that nest be empty. And for, you know, a single parent who's working, the kid gets out of college and wants to come home, that's another live body to help out at home or to just be good company or an emotional spouse, you know, for them.
One effect of this trend is that when people live at home, they don't need to buy things like furniture or appliances or cable service. With the U.S. economy being a service-based economy, that trend can hurt growth. One criticism that has been aimed at so-called millennials is that this trend reflects the generation's laziness or expectation that life will be handed to them. Jeffrey Jensen Arnett is a research professor in the Department of Psychology at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. He says that characterizing millennials as lazy just doesn't jibe with the truth.
The last thing you can call them is lazy because they're not only in education, they're working and not at prestigious, high-paying jobs. They're working at crummy jobs. They're making lattes. They're working retail. They're doing yard work in order to support themselves while they're getting the education and training that they need to be successful in the workplace.
Arnett has also written a book about so-called emerging adults. That's people, usually in their 20s, who have not made the jump to full adulthood. The book defines being an adult as accepting personal responsibility, making decisions apart from other influences, and financial independence from parents. Nikki Nance says that for some people, this phase is a prolonged adolescence, and they feel more secure tackling it at home than they do in the world.
When a lot of people have been kept immature, really because they haven't learned social skills through the technology, which has its, certainly it has its wonderful side to it. But also, you know, using social media isn't the same as knowing people face to face. So there is a lot more that emerging adults generally need to work on.
There are many positives to moving back in with parents, including getting to know them as an adult and not as a child or teenager. Jeffrey Jensen Arnett says that this time can offer people the chance to develop a relationship they have never had before, as equals.
Eventually, the kids will move out and won't come back again. And in many ways, many of the parents and their emerging adult children see this as a last chance for them really to get to know each other as adults and to enjoy this closeness that they have before the kids leave home and don't come back again.
David Reese of Brooklyn Law School says he isn't sure if millennials face different questions from their parents. What was normal in 1960 or in 1980 is not what's normal now. Reese says that people need to be taken at face value and not compared to the way we did it in my day.
You know, let's not confuse what we grew up with for what is natural. People change, and the economy has big impacts on them. Social mores have changed, and that's going to change how we form our households. And it's worth looking at and studying and asking whether we see any problems as a result. But, you know, I wouldn't start out by assuming that because it's different, it's somehow worse.
This study could also reflect a largely American concern. My guest said that in many cultures, in Southern Europe and in Asia particularly, multi-generational households are just considered normal. So what do you think? Are you a college grad who moved home with your parents? Is that normal in your culture, or are you expected to leave as soon as possible? Let us know. Log on to our Facebook page, that's VOA American Cafe, and post your comments there. You can also send me a tweet. My handle is @David_DBird, that's B-Y-R-D. In Washington, I'm David Byrd. Join me again next week for another American Cafe.